God is present with us. As a way to be present with God, I invite you to take a moment and take a few deep breaths, breathing in as deeply as you can, and then gently releasing. As you move back into steady, comfortable breaths, allow yourself to settle into this moment. Be aware of each breath that you're taking in, that each breath is the very presence of God. Every moment, He is loving you, intentionally giving you breath, giving you what your body needs to survive, what your mind needs to think. And if you find yourself struggling in this moment to be present, if thoughts of today continue to fill your mind, worries or concerns, I invite you to acknowledge these and then to release them back to God. I encourage you to let go of control and to simply be with God, to trust in God. I'm going to be reading from John chapter 1, verses 29 to 34. This is the story of Jesus' baptism. I invite you, as I read through this account, that you place yourself in this story. If you're able to, perhaps closing your eyes would be helpful. And using your imagination, place yourself in the setting as though you are right there next to Jesus, walking with Him. Be aware of the sights. Be aware of sounds. Be aware of how you yourself would feel in that place. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I meant when I said, a man who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel. Then John gave this testimony. I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him. I would not have known him, except that the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, the man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is he who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. I have seen and I testify that this is the Son of God. As you reflect on this reading, I invite you to place yourself again with Jesus. Place yourself walking with Jesus to meet with John. As you're walking with Jesus, what questions come up in your heart to ask? Did he know what was about to happen? Did he know that he was about to see John? Had he seen John baptizing previously? How was Jesus feeling as you're walking with him? Is he excited? Is he nervous? Is he peaceful? Joyful? So I read through this passage a second time. I invite you to place yourself back in the story. You've been walking with Jesus. And you both see John. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him, and he said, "Look, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I meant when I said, 'A man who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel." Then John gave this testimony. I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him. I would not have known him, except that the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, The man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is he who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. I have seen, and I testify, that this is the Son of God. Again, I invite you to journey on with Jesus in this passage. As he walks towards the water, I invite you with your imagination to walk into the water with him towards John. I invite you to be with Jesus in his baptism. Be aware of his facial expression. Is he saying anything to you as you are both about to be baptized? Are you aware in the moment within this story of the significance of what is happening? How are you feeling? Before we close, take a moment and reflect on what it could mean that Jesus was baptized, and what it could mean that you have been baptized with him.